let's bring in Mike Organ of the Tennessean, who joins us now, who had a conversation and wrote an article about Eddie George and his view of the current state of the Titans, and it's making the rounds right now. Mike, thanks for doing this. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're just having fun here at the Omni. So what all did Eddie tell you?
Well, I called Eddie to talk about I wanted to do it last week after his big win over Toledo. He won the Battle of I-75, came back from behind 21 points to win that game, biggest comeback in school history. So I wasn't able to get it done last week, so I called him this week and wanted to talk to him about how it's going at Bowling Green, looking back at Tennessee State, and then finally, oh, and Pudge the Cat, obviously. And then at the end, I thought, well, we'll talk about Tennessee State. The Tennessee Titans. Well, when we got to the Tennessee Titans, Eddie was passionate. I wasn't sure he was going to want to talk about him because he's been mentioned as possibly the interim head coach. A lot of people think he deserves an interview. He got one with the Bears last February. So I wasn't sure how much he'd want to talk about it. He wanted to talk about it, guys. He's like a lot of people, former players that I've talked to. He's disappointed and very frustrated with the state of affairs with the Titans. Eddie had a unique perception with him being a coach on the quick trigger on Brian Callahan. He thought that was a little, you could tell he thought that was a little too quick. He said he acknowledged it is a results business, but at the same time, he knows that it takes time to build culture and the team the way you want it. So he was a little different than most people about Callahan, because most people thought it was time for Callahan to go. And I think Eddie wants them not to make the same mistake this time. He told me he thinks that with all the firings they have made, what's it, two general managers and two coaches in 4 years, that they've set the franchise back at least a decade, 10 years.
Ooh. Wow. Does he place that blame on Amy Adams Strunk?
He said Amy has gotten to decide. Amy, the president, the general manager, he said they have got to decide what they want, because it doesn't look like they have a blueprint nor an identity like they had when he was there. That was his exact words. He said, when I was there, we had an identity. We had a blueprint to get us where we wanted to go, and I don't think you've got that now.
Wow. Mike Organ is with us.
Were you surprised, Mike? He was his opening. I mean, I know he's passionate, and that's Eddie George, but were you surprised of the comments?
I was very surprised because, like I said, I think he's going to get an interview. I think the franchise has to give him an interview because the Bears gave him an interview. So that did catch me off guard a little bit, how candid he was. But I'm going to tell you, I think he's so passionate about that franchise that he couldn't help himself.
Well, I just don't think – I don't – they're years away from winning, and for Eddie, I just don't think that would be a good fit, because there's so many things they need to do, and I just don't think he'd be a good fit right now. I think he's doing good where he is, Mike. I just don't think he's ready for this level. That's me.
Oh, no. I don't think he's ready, and I don't think he thinks he's ready. I just think he deserves an interview. I don't think the Bears thought he was ready last year, but he's in that position where he's now getting that kind of attention. I think it's just a exercise in just what needs to happen. And for his good as much as anything else, he's special to that franchise, and they need to bring him in and let him go through the process just to see what it's like. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to insinuate that he thinks or I think he should be the next coach. I've heard other former players say he should have had a shot at being the interim, and I could have seen that, but no, this is just something kind of like what the Bears did last year. I think that's the attention they need to give it.
Well, and I think he's doing great at Bowling Green. He did great at TSU. I think Eddie George's powerful composition of doing things is relating to young men. I think on the NFL level, it oftentimes falls on deaf ears. And that guy is a motivator, and those kids love him. And I think where he is right now in the college game, he's affecting more positive things than he would ever do in the NFL.
I agree with that 100%. And he needs to – you know, he's just in his fifth year of coaching, period.
Right.
No high school, no junior high, no lower-level college. He's just in his fifth year total. So – he needs to figure out, before he makes the move up, to how he can do the same thing that he's done on this level, on that next level. So, yeah, I totally agree. He's where he needs to be. He's very happy. And I think his next move will be to maybe a group of four, or group of five, whatever it is now, group of four or five. And then I think after that, then we'll see where he goes from there. But I do think that I was surprised. I didn't think he would be as open about what's going on there as he was.
Well, it's out there, the Tennessean. You can find it on the website or in the paper, and we appreciate you jumping on last minute to talk about it. Good stuff, Mike.
Okay, guys. Good to be with you.
Mike Organ from the Tennessean, our favorite, joining us here on the program.
Finally did something in his 57 years at the Tennessean that's going viral. Right.
That's why he's the pride of Rayon City, man.
I'm good. No, that's good. I mean, him and Eddie have a great relationship. He covered Eddie at Tennessee State. Teddy opened up to him. Now, does this get back to Amy? Like, all right, here's one of your esteemed former players who thinks you're doing a terrible job.
I hope it does, and I hope that it wakes everybody up over there. I mean, my response, if I'm her, wouldn't be to get mad about his comments. It would be to pick up the phone and say, and call Eddie and go, hey, I'm listening. I want to hear what you know, tell me what you really think and give me some advice on how I can fix this. Now, I don't think she's going to do that, but she should.
God, wouldn't it be great if we get a note tomorrow like, hey, Tuesday at noon, Amy Adams is going to have a press that takes any question. That'd be great. That would be so wonderful.
We would figure out a way for us to be there. Because look, as vocal as we have been about that, I mean, even if it's during our show, I'd figure out a way to go over there.
Well, absolutely. Oh, no. All right. I want to take this call here.
All right, go ahead.
Scott, you can wait on Restrepo. Tell us why, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, so, yeah, I mean, I was totally excited to hear that Restrepo was on, you know, by the Titans to get to the season. And I understand why, you know, he had started, you know, in the beginning of the season. But like you guys said, given where we're at, you know, I was reading, but I wanted to throw this at you guys. So, Wes Welker and Damian Amendola. So, Wes Welker was a 4.65 guy, and Amendola ran a 4.58 at his pro day and a 4.69 at the combine. Wasn't Restrepo a 4.68 or 4.67?
Yeah, something like that.
And so I also read that in the weeks leading up to Restrepo's combine for his draft day, he was consistently running between a 4.53 and a 4.58. I think he had a bad day. But he's also a slot receiver, and he just reminds me of, you know, I mean, you can't disregard what he did at Miami. He's the obvious who plays with heart. He's not a freak athlete, but I think he makes up for it with just his love of the game and the way he plays, and it just makes me always think of Wes Welker and Dick Amendola. I don't know. I just kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
So you're for Restrepo playing?
Oh, yeah. Right now.
Okay, sure. Good. All right. All right. So you're on our side.
I want to see him. Cool. Yeah, I want to see him.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think thanks for the call, Scott. I don't think they have anything to lose at this point.
No, and it's
whether he makes it past this year or not, I don't know. But you know, and I've seen those comparisons out there. But why not? Just give it a chance.
Well, I mean, I was sold on him, but near Tim Hasselbeck, who saw him play many games in Miami, seeing how well he did, was often the best receiver on the field. I mean, come on. I mean, and now why? This team is 1-6. And, Scott, you make a great point. Your team is 1-6. Nothing's working now. Why not give a guy a shot to see what he could do on Sunday. It's not like he's never played. It's not like he's putting you and me out there.
Yeah.
You're putting a guy out there who knows how to play football, has caught many a touchdown pass from Cam Warren, from a lot of people in college, was a great receiver at Miami. We all get caught up in the 4.5, 4.7, 4.8s and all that stuff. Just give him an opportunity. You got nothing to lose on Sunday. Nothing.
So, by the way, with L'Jarius Sneed being on IR, John Glennon tweets this. So, even if Titan Sneed misses the minimum of four games on IR, which remains to be seen, he will have missed 16 of a possible 28 games here after signing a four-year $76.4 million deal. So, almost half the games.
Terrible.
Or more than half the games. It's more than half the games.
Yeah, just terrible. Absolutely terrible.
That is crazy. Dustin, we'll squeeze you in real quick on Restrepo. What's up, Dustin?
Gotcha. Hey, guys. Yeah, I agree with the last caller. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
I got an echo. Anyway, so there's the full speed. You don't reach it in your first 10, 15 yards a lot of time, and then, you know, you're gassing to the left or right to get away from the defense. The twitch muscles is what you really need to be worried about, because I don't think he's going to be one of those deep passer guys. He's going to be – is he very big at all?
Not really, but he's a slot guy.
Yeah, I really think that he's going to jolt off the line faster than the other guys. He may not have the top speed, but they've been reporting that he got the 21.5 miles per hour in practice. How fast did Derrick Henry run?
Yeah.
22?
Right.
Probably, yeah.
All right, let the dude, if he can catch the ball and in the college reps rapport between him and Kmore carries over into the NFL, just give him a shot. I really think this is the best situation that could happen for this kid if he's going to take off, because if he's anything like me, if you put his back against the wall and you give him the chance, he's going to shoot off like a rocket.
Look at that. Good job, Dustin.
Good job, Dustin. Thank you for the call.
Rocket,
look,
man.
We will continue to bring this up. We'll talk about it tomorrow for sure. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. But right now, caller number three at 615-737-1025 will win a pair of tickets to see the Predators take on the L.A. Kings this Saturday night at Bridgestone Arena with a 7 o'clock puck drop. Caller number three, 615-737-1025. Celebrity birthdays next, 1025 The Game.